Hello everyone and welcome back to episode 3 of the Goodfellas podcast. My name is Clark.
And I'm Sean, we're your hosts. So how are you, dog?
I mean, yeah.
2 episodes, this is now episode 3.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you for a week or so.
No, a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks, so how are you? How was Scotland? Because you've been away, haven't you?
Yeah, no, we travelled up to Scotland to see some good friends of ours, McGee and Emma, to meet their new little baby boy, Lockie.
Yeah,
which was really nice. So a shout out to them. It was nice.
Congratulations again, of course.
Congratulations. Yeah, went out there with the kids. Did it by car.
Yeah, how'd that go?
That was.
How many stops?
Yeah, 4 stops.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I've had more than that. Yeah. Before when I've been up to Newcastle. Now,
yeah,
that's yeah, okay.
Just you going to piss.
Well, I do have a wee bladder.
Yeah, no, it was good. The kids were good as gold. I got to say, obviously, apart from needing to go to the toilet a lot and get snacks. And you know, stretch the legs. Took 8 hours, which is pretty good with 4 stops.
That is good, yeah.
It was nice. Didn't do a lot. We just wanted to chill, meet Lockie.
Yeah.
And, yeah, no, it was good. Good. I went to a couple of parks.
Yep.
I went to a beach.
You went to a beach in Scotland?
In Edinburgh. In Scotland, went to a
Must
beach.
Must be all pebbles, aren't they?
It was sandy. White sandy, not like mud. It was white sand. It was a beautiful beach. And, yeah, it was really
Castle
nice.
In the background.
Yeah, it should have been. Put storm in the beaches.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was nice.
Oh, cool. Lovely. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. And,
yeah. It was good. What about you?
I haven't been up too much, really. Yeah. No, just, we had carpet installed in our house.
Oh,
it was
nice.
My excitement for the last week.
Nice.
And doing decorating. And then, yeah, I've just been obviously working and stuff now.
Yeah.
Really. So, yeah, not nice. As interesting as going up to Scotland.
Get on your hands and knees.
Yeah. I thought... We're going early today. I'll bring the beer to you.
Oh.
As we do, this is the episode. If you've only just listening to this episode, every episode, I bring Clark a new beer from around the world.
Treats me well, you see.
So, Scotland. You went to Scotland.
Yeah.
It's not from Scotland, so don't get your hopes up.
I wasn't.
But you're obviously a well-travelled man.
I like to speak
so. You may or may not have already had this beer.
Okay.
So.
We shall see.
I have brought you today... From the snowy place of Canada, a Moosehead Lager.
Oh, yeah.
Have you had that?
I have before.
When you went to Canada?
Yeah, delicious. Delicious. No, yeah.
So you may have to relive the moment.
Yeah, well, no.
It's been a while.
Yeah, no, it has.
There you go.
Went to Canada off the back of... Oh, it is delicious, by the way.
Is it?
5%. Moose head. See it there?
Yeah, if you can't see it, it's like just literally got a face of a moose on the label.
There's
not much else to say about that other than that. Yeah.
Might as well be their national animal if it wasn't already the beaver.
Ooh, that's a very light golden colour on that one. Not as like
Look
when the steagle we had was obviously quite dark.
Yeah.
So nice and crisp.
Light.
Cheers.
Cheers, brother. Always a good first sip.
Oh, that's lovely.
Ooh.
That's crisp, refreshing.
That's delicious.
Yeah, that's nice.
That is
really
crisp,
good.
Refreshing.
Yeah.
Really nice hoppy
copy
barley
then,
wheat and
fine.
All that stuff. Yeah. So off the back of that, I went to Thailand traveling years ago with 2 friends, and we went. It was sort of like an online group. Beach Travellers, it was called, and we went and arranged to go to Thailand for 6 weeks, all over Thailand, backpacking. And the whole rest of the group, there was 25 of us. It was me, my 2 friends who are English, excusez-moi, one Australian called Dingo, and the rest were Canadian.
Yeah.
And never met Canadians before. And they were the loveliest people I've ever met. Really amazing people. Travelled all over Thailand together. I'm sure we'll go into that in more different episodes as well. Thailand was an experience.
Yeah, it was. I've not been, but you said...
It's certainly like the Hangover 2, that's for sure. And off the back of that, I met friends for life, even though it was in 2012. I'm still in contact with a few of them now. They're amazing people. The guides, Carter and John. I think his name's Gaultier. Last name.
French-Canadian,
I
suppose.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly. Did an amazing job lately in that around Thailand and yeah. that, as you know. But I went to travel and visit them.
Yeah.
The December after I went traveling in April, and the December I went to Canada, just before Christmas it was.
Yeah.
And I went for a couple of weeks, stayed in Edmonton, which they all told me not to do, but most of them lived around that vicinity, so I could kill a few birds with one stone and see a few more. And yeah, I met a few of them in Canada, and I had this delectable beer, so much.
The Moosehead Lager, yeah.
Moosehead. And even though it's freezing cold out there, it was worth it. And yeah, no, it was great. Great.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate you.
That's right. Well,
I appreciate it.
I said, I want to give another shout out to Beers of Europe, who I'm getting these beers from at the moment.
Beers of Europe.
Not sponsored by them or anything like that. Not
we would love
to
be.
Not been told to say anything.
No,
but,
we would love to be.
They just, honestly, they have a good range. They're constantly restocking. You can get next day delivery. You can collect, but I think they're up north somewhere. They're nowhere near us.
Yeah, quick delivery, like you said.
Quick delivery, and it's good. Yeah, so I bought you the beer. I thought it'd be good.
Great fat. It's lush.
And then obviously it leads me onto the topics I wanted to maybe start this episode with. Okay. Which is about travelling.
Oh, right. Oh, wow.
So nice. I had a thought when I was while you were away. I thought you were up in Scotland and I thought, I've got the lie, but you've travelled.
Yeah.
So what is the best holiday you've been on? Or should we can do it as the best three holidays you've been on? Why?
Yeah.
We'll both do it.
Yeah.
Okay. And maybe there might be one or two funny stories from it or something like that.
That is tough. Best three holidays. If I was, I would say, I would have to include Thailand.
Yeah.
As I know, it kind of was a holiday, but it was travelling as well. It's just we did so many things, went to so many different places in Thailand. Friend who you know really well, who's part of our like friendship group, Tony, with me. Some stories about Tony out there. He came with me, Lucy did as well, and it was a real good laugh. But there was a few funny stories. Won't name certain names, but went out one night. You said tell a story from it.
No, 100%. This is why the reason, got to be a reason why.
Absolutely sticks out. Sticks out.
Okay.
We went out for a night. We were going out pretty much every night.
Yeah.
And a fair play. I think only Dingo, the Australian, fair play to him. He was the only one who went out every single night.
That's a trooper night. There. That's a trooper.
Drinking buckets.
Yeah.
We went out for one night, and it's all by the beach. I think it was in Raleigh, which still, by the way, like when we went, it was like a while after a tsunami, and it was still ravaged, like really
ravaged.
Poor, amazing place. Thai people are amazing. Went there, we're dancing, everyone was going, like the night got later and later, still dancing, and then someone from the group was starting to get with... This girl, and they were getting it on, and then a few people were like, oh yeah, do you know that's not a girl, and this person who's really drunk and he's like, fuck off, you're just jealous and that, look at me and look at you, look at that, you don't know what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we were like, yeah, all right, okay, whatever. And then carried on, and someone else said it, and he was just like, just go, right? So as it got later and later, people left, I went back to bed, everyone else, and then obviously Dingo was the one who stayed out the latest, and two others. Anyway, this person went off with their, who they were kissing, who they obviously were getting, and there was like loads of little like alleys, little like dark alleys where like people would go kiss, do stuff, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And as he was walking back, it's all two people down the alleyway, and he looked, he's like, oh, I know who that is. This is so-and-so. I only said that because I'm pretty sure they'll be watching the podcast.
You know who.
They're obviously kissing or whatnot. And you could just tell at one point, the person who they were kissing, obviously, they started fumbling around, and all Dingo said, he just heard a, that person, they had a plastic water bottle, and he went, on his lady boy's head.
Yeah.
He sprinted to the end of the alley, got to Dingo, and he was like, don't tell anyone. And so literally the next morning, Dingo was like, you're never going to guess who I saw. You're never going to guess who I saw. I am doing you justice by not naming you.
Yeah, okay. But I know who you mean as well, and a lot of people might know. But,
yeah, so that was really good.
Yeah.
Another story from Thailand. Obviously, you got the Full Moon Party, which
you said was great. And that's
amazing. So
you want to explain a little bit about it to me again? It's on the beach, isn't it?
Yeah, so obviously, I'm not sure if it's Full Moon and Half Moon.
Okay.
I can't remember. I know it says Full Moon Party, but it sticks in my head that they do it Half Moon as well, but I can't remember. Anyway, mainly Full Moon Party. And you go there and it's Koh Phangan, I think.
Okay.
Go on there, and obviously we travelled from Little Island where we're staying on a boat, and literally you pull up. That was really cool, because Dingo, again, we all put the fluorescent paints on us.
Yeah.
It's like fluorescent paints, you had your swimwear on. And on the whole boat journey, going out there, some Dingo was going, like, amazing beats just on the side of the boat. And everyone was like, yeah. Absolutely pissed.
Yeah.
And obviously, the main thing you have in Thailand is buckets. And I kid you not, in a bucket that's about that big, about that deep, they put half and half Red Bull, Coke, and rum, or whatever you want. So every bucket you have, you're having probably at least half a litre of alcohol. It's ridiculous. Cool.
Yeah, fair play.
Yeah, I would say so. A lot of ice as well.
Yeah.
And so we got there, and the whole beach, what you can see, is just people. Can't see sand as you're pulling out. It's just people. Get onto the beach. We find Paradise Bar. And it was really, really cool. One thing I will say is one of the guides, because I back then I could drink quite a bit, and one of the guides was like, you know, the record for drinking buckets is 9.5 buckets, which is a lot. Over, like, you start about 7 p.m.
It
lasts to the morning. So that's a lot of buckets. And he was like, 9.5 it was. I think he said 9 or 9.5.
So, okay. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to beat that. Half messing around, half wanted to try it. I was like, but I'm going to mark my score of what I did. Like, permanent marker. And last few nights, I'd shown that I could have a few buckets. I think I had 7 or 8 one night. Anyway, I was ready. I carved up. I'd have my food. I knew he was going to dance a lot. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to try and break the record. So I went in there. Went to Paradise Bar. We were dancing. There was like people jumping on a skipping rope that was on fire.
Going
through it, people were holding it, and the Thai people were holding the rope, mate. They were just trying to hit you. He was like, dun, dun, oof, like that. And this one guy got on the back and he was like, aah! Like that. Poured water over him, they had to.
Like,
what are you doing there? Must have had like a secondary burn. So anyway, we carried on and started drinking the buckets. Like, I was markering it, and I made sure someone was with me every time. That's the next bucket. Carried on, battling through, got to like 5 a.m. So you danced a lot, so you did sweat a lot of the alcohol out. I got to 13.5. A lot of buckets. Not saying this to be like, oh yeah, look at me. But I did it. And I was like, yeah, I'm not sure if it was, probably about 11 or so, but a few people said it was 13.5, so I'm sticking with that.
Yeah.
Did it, we're dancing. And then I was cleared. I was like that. I was like, oh, done it. And the guy came over, he was just like, there was never any record. I was like, what, you motherfucker, like that. I was like, I can't believe that. And then from then, it was just like, snapped out of a trance. It was just like, But yeah, he basically tricked me. No bucket challenge. But now, the guy he went back. They were living there. I believe that my photo was on the wall.
All right.
For most buckets drank.
Really?
He got it done. Got a photo
and put it out there.
It out there. And apparently, he said he went back for a couple of years and it was on there.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Right.
I might be on the Hall of Fame. I might not be.
We might have to go back and check out ourselves.
Yeah. Me and you.
Just travel over there just for that. could do a podcast from there.
With the podcasts. Oh, that'd be good. Yeah, everyone.
I've probably done about three.
Yeah. Sips. Okay. So that's one.
So that's one.
So you go for one.
Yeah, all right. We could talk forever on that, but I'm going to start with, I think, like, I'm going 3-2-1 here, so okay. Going to my best. Or
okay, I'm just going to go 3.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. I just kind of, in my head and that, like, so we've been on a lot of road trips, me and you, up in the country and everything and all that, but I think, to be honest, one of our most recent ones is probably one of my best times away as I've had.
Okay.
So, obviously, when me, you and McGee went over to see Sol.
Of course.
Our friend in Belgium. So I think, it was brilliant, wasn't it? Like, you know, we travelled over by car.
Yeah.
We went over the channel.
Yeah.
Over Eurotunnel, did we? Went through that and, on the train.
Yeah, brilliant.
Stopped off at Dunkirk. Yeah. Brilliant to do Dunkirk. Yeah. If you get a chance to do Dunkirk and go there, that was quite eerily kind of...
Yeah.
Nostalgic in a way, but, like, you see all the names and everything there and everything. It was just, like, it was quite powerful, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, it was powerful.
So that was quite cool. And then obviously we went over into, Antwerp.
Yeah.
And then obviously met with Sol.
Yeah, we met up with Sol.
So our Belgian friend, so someone we've known for a very long time, probably, since...
2012.
So it's like 13 years now.
13 years.
Met him obviously when, you know, we're gamers, we play gaming, but we met him through playing Call of Duty, didn't we? Yeah. And it's just been a long-standing friendship. And he's just... One of us, one of the bros, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's,
one of us. There's a group of a few of us who play. We're all about 35, 36.
Yeah.
Still play to this day. It was amazing. Just what you said about Normandy was just going from like the start to finish. Normandy was amazing. It was really surreal. Like you went in through the back of it to where the British soldiers.
Yeah, that was it. British soldiers, yeah.
And I remember we went in. And it was all the names, like, on the plinth. And it was, like, one side. And we were like, oh, look at this. There's a lot of names, a lot of people. And we turned the corner, and there was, like, 25 plinths.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All with names, weren't there?
Yeah, it was.
It was just, obviously, so many soldiers.
Back-to-back names, back-to-back names.
And it just made you feel like, oh, so grateful for what they stood
respect.
For.
Massive respect to what they had to do. Yeah, unbelievable and that.
Yeah.
So that was good. But as I said, obviously we stayed in Antwerp. We stayed in our Airbnb.
Yeah.
Which was...
Yeah, interesting.
The tallest, like host we've ever had, I think.
Tallest host we've ever had. We found that after. A professional snooker player.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Oh,
crazy.
What's Michael?
Was it Michael? It might have been.
Not sure.
I don't know. But what an apartment.
Amazing
apartment we had there, wasn't it? Enjoyed that. I just enjoyed the whole experience. Like, obviously, went over there and we did virtual reality gaming, which was fucking cool.
Shit hot.
If you haven't got it was better than anything we got over here.
Yeah.
I think they might have some, and they did have one in Bristol, but they didn't have it anymore.
No,
but
they might have some in the UK.
In the UK, but it's your free roam basically in a room. You've got your headset on. You've got your gun, haven't you? You play different games. Yeah. You play the zombie one. Which
was pretty
cool.
It was the best.
I think we tried to outdo each other with how many noises and screams we could do. Because the video clip we got back...
It's just like that.
Just like that. And we're just constantly shouting and screaming. For no reason.
Part of our friendship, me and Tim and our group in general was going...
Random.
Like being stupid. And where we were doing the virtual reality, the hall was massive, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's a real, real big room, probably like 10 metres by 20.
Yeah, it was. Huge. Yeah.
And you could just walk around, that's where you could walk around and do stuff. And they filmed us, we have to upload like the clip to our YouTube or something.
Oh, that's funny, yeah.
And we're just walking around there like that, and all you can hear is... like, he's over there!
Or everything is like, you get the beeping noise, won't it?
Yeah.
Or you're close to someone, and you just start touching each other. Like, oh, you're getting my way, so that's my space. And just, like, really messing each other up.
Yeah, if you got too close to...
never taking it serious.
The other person, it would beep, and you could see them, like, in your peripheral, or where they were.
Yeah.
And you'd just go, oh, what's up?
Well, yeah, we did that. That was cool.
That was twice, actually.
He took us over. He went out for an amazing steak that night. That was a brilliant steak place, he said, wasn't it?
Which was unbelievable. Because there was a couple of steaks, weren't there?
The one where he said he took us to his favourite steak place.
Oh, yeah.
Last night, wasn't it?
Lash.
But yeah, it was just, I just thought, like, that was a great holiday. I love a road trip.
It was.
Going across to a different country. With a playlist, which was all me.
Yeah.
There was no input at all by anyone else. I am laying that out there now. But yeah, no, I really enjoyed that. It's like I said, we've gone on road trips. We've been like up to Manchester and stuff, and we've been up to Scotland, obviously.
Yeah,
we've been down to like Newquay and things like that stuff, haven't we? In London and all that. But yeah, that one stuck out, and it's just like something. I know it's new, but yeah, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, no, I did.
Something which was long overdue, so I think it was like made it a lot better for me. So
yeah, me too.
So it's probably one of mine.
Great shout. That was a massive.
Yeah,
I was really glad to meet Sol, and I'm glad
100%.
We all went. And it was really nice. His family are lovely.
Yeah.
Tiffany, Joaquin, and... Oh, yeah, you butchered that, didn't you?
I haven't butchered nothing. I didn't say...
And Brendan.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, it was... No, it was really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
They're lovely.
No one for you, then?
Crikey.
Have you got any?
Yeah. I'm gonna have to put my honeymoon out there.
Okay.
Yeah, my honeymoon with my wife Liz. Went to Bali, Nusa Dua, which is like south of the island. It is stunning. It was stunning. Place was lush. You had like a pool where you swim up to your room and stuff like that. Beautiful weather. Beaches were lush. But Balinese people can't do enough for you.
Yeah.
Really nice. It was just like the perfect place for me and Liz. Food was amazing, mate. Seafood and that. Like places that are right by the sea, just know can't be it. I loved it. And it was me and Liz for like 2 weeks. Brilliant. Can't say enough about it. Did a story for that. So it got like a famous mountain trek in Bali. Could you find out the name of the mountain?
In Bali?
Yeah. I can't remember. It's like...
I will have a quick look, you know. Bali Mountain, yeah?
Yeah. Something do...
You got Mount Batur, Mount Agong. Mount Agong,
Yeah, so that was what we were going to do. And it was like very touristy. We booked it. Did it the first or second night. So we were up really early at 2:30, but we were still acclimatized to the UK time. So it made sense, and after we'd go back, chill, and anyway, so we got picked up by a driver, took on the little rickety roads, took about 3 hours to get there, all the way up the island, got there in the pitch black, slept in the car, got there, then the driver it was like, oh, guide will meet you now, and he just sat, went to sleep in his car, and it was like pitch black still. I mean, it sort of got out of the car, right, went out this thing, and then there was people there. I'm like, oh, right, okay. We had like a little coffee. It was like to give you like a morning buzz, or whatever.
Yeah.
And there was a few other couples there. But all right, this is cool. And then it's like, oh, so you're going so and so, go back in the car and that. I was like, oh, okay. And then like 3 or 4 of the other couples went the other way. So he took me and Liz and went back. It was like another 30-35 minute drive. So the mountain was there, we went back around that way.
Yeah.
And then we were looking at another smaller mountain. And as we got out again, the driver was like, oh, okay, same again, I'm just going to wait here. And then this guy came over, it was like a little village on the edge of the lake. And this guy came over and was like, right, we go on a hike now? Yeah, and like, no torch or anything with him. and then you could look over to the mountain, you could start to see the going up the mountain slowly, with their torches, headlights and that. We're like, right, it's like this, and I said to him, I was like, oh, is this part of that? And he was like, oh yeah, this is a different one. And we're like, what? So this guy leaves us, and I was a little bit like...
That's a bit sketchy.
Yeah, a little bit sketchy. But obviously, Liz was there, so I was trying to be like, calm.
Yeah.
And not show that anything wrong. So we followed him, and like we were going up like this windy path. It was like, by the time we get out there, the sun would be rising. We're like, okay. And so as you go up and down, you can like hear noises, like stuff like that. And I remember seeing, when we got there, like someone in the hotel told us about the island, like, oh, the Balinese tiger is supposed to be extinct, but there's still chances there up further north.
Yeah.
So in my head, I'm like, what's that noise? <Balinese tiger." laughs> So we're going up and around.
Yeah.
And he's there, and they're like really fit anyway, like Balinese people. So he's like skipping ahead. I'm like at the back, Liz is in the middle, obviously, gotta make sure I was at the back. And I kept looking behind, like, any second I was gonna see like a tiger come out. Anyway, Got to the top as the sun was rising. It was lush. It was magical. Like, you could see loads of the island.
Yeah.
You could see loads of the other mountain, which is a volcano.
Yeah.
So we did that. Like, yeah, like, oh, great. Go back down there. I was like, oh, no, go for a coffee. Like, coffee? He's like, yeah. And there was this little house around the corner. And there was this family of Balinese people.
Yeah.
Obviously really poor. They were in, like... They were in a house that was smaller than where we're doing the podcast, which is tiny.
Yeah.
For five of them. And so obviously that was quite eye-opening. It was quite lovely. And they gave us a coffee that was thick.
Thick like, coffee? Like, like mud.
Yeah, like mud. And I had one. And I swear my eyes were...
Oh, really?
Like that. I was like, what are they least this with? And then Liz had a sip and she was like, oh... Can't drink that, but I can't be seen to reject it, so you have it. So I was like, oh,
oh you double
sacrifice. So I was like, nah, I was wired, mate. I was like, buzzed. God. So anyway, and then he took us down this rickety road, not the way back. And this whole time I was like, it hasn't felt right.
Mm.
I didn't have to try to, like, I gave him some money, that family.
Yeah.
Obviously,
yeah.
I felt like he showed us for a reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Not like scamming us, because I thought they could obviously use it.
Yeah.
Did that, went down this other path, and Liz this day, she was like, I don't know how we made this. Got in, it got to this bit, and it was like the edge of a cliff. Surrounded by trees, but it was like the edge. There was nowhere you could see a path. And he was like, right, we go down now. And I was like, where are we going? I was like, where?
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, oh, path. It must have been about that.
Christ.
Must have been about that.
Small then, yeah, yeah. Small, really narrow.
Steep. Windy down, and I was like, you got no chance. He's like, whoa, this is the only way to go back. I was like, what about the other way? And I don't know why I didn't push it more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he was like the guide, so I don't know why I didn't push it more. So we went down, Lids bum shuffled the whole way down on our bum, just like going around. And he's there with his flip flops on, like winding them down.
Yeah.
Got there eventually onto a boat. And then it was just a bit like, what is going
really
on?
Good, yeah.
Got onto the boat and took us to their burial sites. Well, in Bali, the burial site for when someone passes away, they didn't bury them straight away. So there was actually bodies.
Oh, right, okay.
A couple of days old. Underneath these tents.
Yeah, yeah.
And me and Liz were like, whoa. And there was like bones and skulls everywhere. And I was like, this is really weird.
Yeah,
and
that's just, pretty. Yeah, yeah.
It was, obviously they were showing us a bit of their culture.
Yeah,
which,
exactly,
which
yeah.
Which was really lovely. But we're just
a weird,
world
weird
apart. Trip.
Yeah.
We, really. Took us back on the boat. And then another guy got on the boat. So he was behind us and in front. And I was just a little bit paranoid, maybe, and then I was wired. So I was literally in my... I had the backpack on, I was like, right, if anything goes on, I'm going to push him off. I'm going to get out.
You're planning your life.
I was.
Yeah, you're wearing this.
I was wearing this. And Liz is not oblivious, but I didn't want to show anything. Like,
yeah.
Got back to that little village, and you can see the car then. And we got off, started walking, and loads of people from the village started coming over. And they were like, oh, you come, da, da, da. And I was like, no. I was like, we're going back to the car.
Yeah.
Like, grabbed it, so I was like, come on, darling, we're going. Got in, I was like, driver, like that. I was like, come on, we're ready to go now. He's like, oh, I'll take you back. I was like, let's go back to the hotel, like that. 3.5 hours later, we got home. But yeah, that was a surreal story. Sorry
wow.
to go on.
No,
yeah.
I was, well, interesting. I mean, you're
number
that.
Two.
Number two.
Not in any order.
No, all right, so mine, yeah. So number two for me would probably have to be Rome, I think. So when I took Claire to Rome for Claire's 30th,
yeah.
Yeah, amazing city. If you've been or not been, you will know.
I haven't.
If you've been, but yeah. I know you haven't been. Unbelievable to see it all.
Yeah.
And I do remember when we got there, obviously flew in, got on the taxi, obviously got to the hotel. A lovely hotel.
Yeah.
Had like a rooftop bar and everything, all that stuff. I remember I checked in and stuff. And I pre-planned like a treat for Claire. Like it was like these nice freshly made kind of like desserts or something like that, like cakes and that to be delivered to the room. So I was like, check, like put Claire to one side. Like, I was like, I checked in. I was like,
to one side.
Well, actually, I sat down on those seats
yeah.
in the reception.
Yeah.
And I'm there, I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, check now. I was like, have you got the things? She goes, yeah, we'll send them up and that when you get in the room.
Yeah.
I was like, that's fine. I'll wait for like the like bellboy to come get bags or whatever and that kind of stuff. So we got into, they'd gone up already, and then they're like, oh, you can go up now. So I got on the lift, right? As soon as we got on the lift, there's a guy stood there with a tray of desserts, and it just says Claire on there, and we've got on the lift.
Oh.
And I'm like, fuck. Right, so he's to the right of me, I'm in the middle, and Claire's to the left of me, and I've looked at a guy, and he's looked at me, and I've gone, and he's like, and he's clocked me.
Oh, that's good.
He's like, oh, he realised stuff. So we've got out on our floor.
Yeah.
Claire walked in front.
Yeah.
And I looked back at him, and he just went like, put his fingers up like 2 minutes like that.
Oh, good bloke.
But I don't know if Claire clocked it or anything like that. And she went in the room, got in the room, and literally 2 minutes later, oh, hi, I'm here to deliver desserts and stuff. And I was just like, God. Like,
what a guy there.
Yeah, but honestly, I looked at him, like, it was that moment, you just both looked at him like, oh, fuck. Like, he knew, like.
Oh, no, fair play for him, because he would have just walked out. And not, imagine he walked out first, knocked on
the door. Yeah, imagine on first, like, what's going on? Yeah. So it almost ruined, but it was a lovely hotel. And I remember we went out on the first night, and obviously they do, like, white pizzas in Italy. So like, white bases and stuff like that, rather than obviously, like, tomato base and stuff like that.
And their pizza.
So we went out, we had one of those, it was amazing, brilliant. And I was like, I really want to just drink red wine.
Okay.
So I started drinking Chianti. Right.
Oh, nice.
A lovely red wine, really smooth and stuff and all that. I drank a lot of it.
Yeah.
So first night we've gone back onto the rooftop bar.
Yeah.
And I'm there like sloshing around a little bit. And there's a guy playing the guitar.
Yeah.
And I must be like, you know when you see like the rowdy English people like shouting stuff out?
Of
I was there class like, bless your man Sharon! Play it! And then like he's playing a song. And then he's like, I'll play some Ed Sheeran for that guy over there. I'm there like, oh yeah, this guy's amazing. Honestly. Like right tool I was making myself out of me. But yeah, we did that, and then obviously we got up in the morning. The first morning I had to get up really early, went to the Vatican City.
Nice.
Which is amazing. Must do for anyone to go there. Got there, we had an amazing like tour guide and stuff like that. And then basically you go around, obviously the Vatican City, there's a way they want to take you through it, and then you go to the Sistine Chapel, which is unbelievable.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Honestly, the amount of people, they're like, can't take any photos and stuff.
Yeah.
People in there, like phones out and cameras and that. Honestly, the security guards are like, grabbing it like, you can't take photos, you can't take photos. Yeah, it's really like not to take photos, we've just got experience.
The scene and stuff which is nice.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty cool. And then, so that was alright, and they went to like St. Peter's Basilica, which is unbelievably huge.
Yeah.
Unbelievably huge, right?
Yeah.
Honestly, they got markers of where, like where Westminster Abbey and stuff would be.
That's cool
from
to
the
see.
Thing. And it's like,
dwarfs it?
Yeah, does unbelievable. It? And you go in, and then like, you look up. And they've got all these kind of like the stone stuff, and they've got like kind of gold letterings or words and stuff in there. And then obviously we were like, well, we can pay to go to the top.
Yeah.
So you get to the top and you can see all out of like Roman stuff. You're like, oh, we'll do that.
Mm.
So you go, so you're, when you're down there, you go, you look up, and it's like, oh, that's quite huge. And then you go up and you look down, and it's like, holy shit.
Is it?
Fucking high. And the lettering is like, I can't, it's huge.
Yeah.
Like down there, you're like, oh, that's quite big. But when you go up there and you're like, oh my God, they've like on the stone or whatever, and like that. Anyway, so it's brilliant. So. Lovely place. Obviously did the Colosseum. Did the Trevi Fountain.
Yeah.
I'm going around, right, and I probably didn't watch it before, but I'm there thinking like, oh, Da Vinci Code, like I'm going to solve some sort of mystery in these places, like something's going to happen, I'm going to like solve these mysteries and stuff and that.
Yeah.
But
it's that type of place though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it's all ancient history.
It's brilliant. Unbelievably, really good. Like, so we have drank loads of wine, ate loads of food. I remember one night, the last one, we kind of, I said, oh, well, there's another kind of fountain near where we are. It's not like a very popular one, but go there. I went there and all that, and it's a lovely fountain.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it. This guy sent roses and stuff, and all that. I was like, oh, buy you a rose.
Of course,
be suave and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Absolutely chucked it down.
Did
it started pissing down. And I was just like, and we were going out for food, and I was like, fucking hell, like.
Yeah.
So we're running down like these, like this street.
Yeah.
Getting soaked. And I was just like, oh, we just need to find somewhere now. And I was like, well, let's just jump in there. So we just jumped into this place.
Yeah.
Didn't really have like a sign outside, but it was like full of like, locals.
Yeah.
Best food we had.
Was it?
Honestly,
of
went in there.
Locals
I went in there. It was the best food I had. And
you
everything.
Pasta?
I had pasta that night. Yeah, I didn't have pizza. I had pasta that night. Nice. Claire had a pizza. Locals are there and stuff. And obviously, they're all talking Italian and stuff, but like, unbelievably good food. It was the best meal we had.
Italian food, Italian cuisine.
It's just.
It's the best.
Great. So, but yeah, that was. I took her away, and that was a great weekend. And I really enjoyed it.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's quite good.
Nice. Yeah, I would love to do Rome. I love my history, and that
so must do.
And
yeah,
Athens.
Yeah, I want to do Athens.
Greece,
yeah,
Rome. What's I going to say to the quickly? While you're just saying that, top three cuisines.
My top three cuisines for me.
I just thought when you said that.
Well, for me, I not in any order, but it'd be Indian, Chinese, and Italian.
Would it? Yeah. Chinese.
Yeah, I like Chinese food. Yeah. I like Indian, like curries and stuff, Indian, and I like Italian. Well, what's yours? Okay. Go on.
I would go Italian, Mexican. I'm surprised you didn't say Mexico.
Well, we can get into it. Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah, we'll get into that.
Fajitas and quesadillas and stuff. And I'd probably go...
How bad your accent was then as well.
And I would probably go...
Insulting all the Mexicans in the world.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Nah, you're joking.
Not sorry. Oh, I love tapas and I love...
Okay, so it's like Spanish.
Spanish, right? Portuguese steak. Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I've not been... I could have a Chinese. My wife's family love a Chinese.
Love a Chinese, yeah.
And I'm always there, I could have it. But they're always and Clark's getting the pizza. always. I could have enough. It, but yeah. If you're going to have a takeaway, you might as well have what you love, innit?
Exactly, yeah. So yeah. I would say it is. Okay, so it leads you on to your last one. Follow it.
It's tough. Belgium would definitely be out there. I would say.
You've been Scotland. You've been Portugal. Done Canada. You've done America. Yeah. Done New York now, haven't you?
Yeah, that was amazing. I would say I'd do two writers. It's not in order.
Yeah, go on.
One, Maldives with my mum and dad. I loved that. It was just the three of us ages ago. I was 18. I loved it.
Yeah.
We really had a lush time together. Me and my dad got stories for every holiday because there always is one. We're snorkeling and in the Maldives, the beaches are pristine, lush, but they dug a lot of the sand away so that the seawater could come along. So effectively, you got the beach, and they dug probably about 9 foot like that for about 10 meters, and then you get back through that and you can walk for half a mile. Really amazing. But the way they dug it was the really big fish, and that obviously couldn't get there, but there's still a lot of fish.
Yeah.
Small sharks, rays and stuff like that. So me and dad were snorkeling just in the deep bit, and there was a few dark bushes there, and we were both swimming, and I clocked something out of the corner of my eye, and it was something moving. It was a real dark green, like a royal green sort of colour, and I said to my dad, and my dad looked, and then I could see his head fixed on something, and he's oh, not sure. So we were let's go and have a look.
Yeah.
So we swam down, a couple of metres down, our snorkels, and literally, as we got close to it, a moray eel just comes straight up, and their mouths
open,
huge. And his mouth's open, and me and my dad were you see all the bubbles? And we're
obviously
didn't come out, but it came to me you want to fuck with me?
Yeah.
And then I was oh shit. And then we were should we sunbathe for a little bit? Which was, and that was lovely. And probably Portugal.
Yeah, you've been a few times, haven't you? Yeah.
Yeah, Portugal. We love Portugal. Carvoeira at the south of Portugal. First time with me, Dids, and the kids.
Yeah, lovely.
Which was
nice.
Lush. Amazing. What about you?
Well, you mentioned it already, really. Mexico. Yeah, so Cancun, my honeymoon with Claire, was unbelievable. 2 weeks, obviously we did a week travelling around, and then a week, obviously, in a nice 5-star hotel. But I still I remember when we landed, so we got there, and it was you travel around a week, so you land down the airport, you get onto a mini bus, and it was basically 8 couples. So me and Claire, and 3 other couples, right? Mm. And you're with each other for the whole week, staying in the same hotels and all that kind of stuff. You've got your minibus driver and you've got your guide, and he's with you the whole way. They stay in the hotels with you and that for the whole week. Yeah. Brilliant. And remember, it was not long we got off the airplane. Bear in mind, I went on the Dreamliner, which was an amazing airplane. If you ever get a chance to go on that stuff, 8-9 hour flight. Got there, get off, get in the airport, get in the minibus. Never met these people before. You're like, hi, whatever and stuff and that. And there was an older couple, kind of middle-aged couple, and then another young couple like us kind of thing. And we're on the minibus and you're driving along, we're on the road and stuff now, and we're all chatting and stuff. And one guy just turns around and goes, you got your duct tape? And I was like, and I'm like you, a bit like sketchy sometimes. Like, you're trying to suss people out, and I'm like thinking, why the fuck is this guy just asking me if I got tape? I'm like thinking, are we either going to try and like, are we trying to kidnap people? Or is he going to tie me up or something like that? But what it is because apparently they obviously looked at it, but when you travel around like the places, like the hotels around, like not on the main strip and that, like, you know, you're in the actual main Mexico and all the temples and stuff. The doors have a massive gap at the bottom. And it's like to stop spiders coming and stuff and that. So that's where you get your duct tape. So obviously he explained that and stuff. But at first, when he's like, you've got your duct tape, I'm thinking, what the fuck going on?
We're
going to
kidnap someone.
Yeah, I was like, what's going on? But yeah, we explained it anyway. So we get to the first, like, kind of get to the first hotel. Chichen Itza is where we went, which is like, nice. Obviously the temple is amazing.
Yeah.
Gets to the night time. Me and this guy, we've gone out, gone and got big bottles. And I mean, the biggest bottle of Sol you could probably ever buy. Really? And it was probably equivalent by a quid or £2 in money. It was literally huge, like that. We're sat outside our rooms and stuff, right? And obviously, some have gone back and I'm just chatting to him and stuff and all that. And I kid you, and you know what I'm like.
Yeah.
I kid you not. A fucking tarantula was on the wall and I was just like walking along like that and I was just like looked at him, looked at me and I was just like, ah, oh, I'm going to call it a night. Like, yeah. And then literally for the next 10 minutes what you hear is from all the different rooms people putting their duct tape in like that. Honestly, it was crazy. But then like I said, we got up, you had to get up early every morning, but like went to Chichen Itza, we went to like this natural kind of like sinkhole swimming hole.
Okay.
So you had to go down all these steps and that was pretty sketchy because you go, beautiful, you go down, it's like a natural kind of like hole and it's full of water, but literally you do not know how far deep that water is. So you're just there floating, me and Claire floating, put your glasses, you can see nothing. It's just like a dark abyss down there. You're just like, oh, like, what's down there? Like, but we went to all these other temples. We did like a boat ride up in this like kind of like river, which is amazing. I had like a mud bath and we got like rubbed with all the mud proper, and stuff.
Like,
food was unbelievable. Like proper tacos, not like the, you know, actual proper tacos and food and that is unbelievable. Beautiful. And there was, went to this one place and there was like this green kind of sauce and I've still not found what it is to this day. Really? I kind of know what it is, but it was unbelievable. Just pour out the taco and it was like amazing.
Like a flavoured guacamole or something like
that? Nah, yeah, it was like more like, I don't know, I couldn't really explain it. Yeah. It was green and it wasn't like thick or anything, it was just a nice like, anyway, it was good. I had like, you know, Red Snapper, went to this like astrology place, did horse riding.
Did you?
Unbelievable, just that. And then obviously, did that all week.
Yeah.
Second week, 5-star hotel.
Lash.
On Cancun.
Yeah.
Brilliant, amazing. That was actually the first snake we actually saw. So even though we travelled around, we saw loads of spiders and like massive spider holes in trees with like webs and stuff. But no like snakes and stuff. And
I would much rather snakes than spiders.
I know, so we saw a snake, but you know, and I remember like, we obviously book up and it's like, you obviously, because you're honeymoon, they do your room and all this and stuff. And it's like, you get a meal on the beach.
Yeah,
all right. So I was like, oh, lovely. We'll put that in. A couple of nights after we got there. So a couple of nights after, got around beach, all dressed up, sunset and beautiful, lush, in this like kind of like hut kind of thing and all that. And they bring over the food and they're like, starters come out, it's amazing stuff and all that. And I was like, oh, this is lovely and real romantic and that. And they're like, oh, next, do you want to have like a coffee thing? I was like, yeah, I'll have a coffee. I was like, what is it?
Yeah.
Shrimp cappuccino. I kid you not, and I was like, yeah, I'll try that, try that, whatever. Came out, right, and I'm a big coffee lover, you know that.
Yeah.
The worst thing I've ever drank. I took a sip, and I was like... I was like, that's fucking disgusting. Like, honestly, shrimp cappuccino was weird. So I put that, and that ruined it then, and then like, we had the food and dessert was alright and stuff, but I remember that, shrimp cappuccino.
That can't be a normal thing that they have over there.
No, I don't think. And then obviously... there was a couple of nights we stayed out and there was a couple of like American people out there as well and they were like drinking heavy and I was drinking heavy on one of the nights and like
Americans drinking heavy.
And like Claire was like, she went, I'm gonna go back, and I was like, that's fine, and you could buy like cigars there and stuff, so it was like, had a cigar and stuff and all that, and was drinking these like Americans and stuff and that, and they were just like oh, like just chatting to me anyway. I drank loads. I'm not kidding you not, right? Yeah. I went back to the room and like Claire was like kind of woke up, oh, you're right? And I was like, yeah. I didn't even make it to the toilet. It was just like, God, I was just like, oh, it was a mess.
No.
But yeah, but other than that,
yeah.
It was one of my top holidays I've been to for both reasons.
Nice.
And a few stories there, but
yeah. Yeah, lovely place. I would love to go.
So then, I suppose, before we could talk about the beer, we've talk quite a lot actually.
Yeah.
What would be your top three holidays you'd want to go you've not been to at the moment?
I would love to go Rome.
Yeah.
Like you said, Rome. I'll put Rome and Athens as one. So, like, that would be amazing. I would love to go to, like, Australia.
Okay.
Or New Zealand.
Yeah, yeah.
It always looks beautiful, the beaches. Like, the Aussies are like the Brits, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah,
the Kiwis are. They like similar banter and that. And I would probably say I would love to go to Japan.
Yeah, that's one of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to go to Japan.
I'd love to visit the culture, Tokyo, like the metropolis that it is.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just go there and see all the amazing technology and stuff. And like Japanese people are supposed to be really respectful and
yeah.
The culture would be amazing.
Yeah, both reasons. Like, yeah, I think, yeah, same. I think Japan's one of mine. Yeah. Quite like, I want to go to Singapore.
Yeah, nice.
It looks amazing. Nice. I've not been to Vegas as well. I'd like to go to Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas.
Planning to go hopefully soon, but yeah, I'd like to go to Vegas and stuff. There's loads of places, but those are probably the ones I really want to go to.
Yeah.
So.
Nice. Yeah, Vegas would be great.
I suppose that kind of leads us into a little bit about Mooshead.
Yes.
Yeah? So you may or may not know.
Again. A bull moose.
Yeah.
On the cover. On the logo. 5%.
So very quickly, it says Mooshead is a golden lager beer that's light-bodied and refreshing.
Yeah.
It has a balance of malt sweetness and hop bitterness.
Yeah.
It's made with 100% Canadian barley malt.
Delectable.
Pure spruce liqueur.
I knew it was spruce liqueur.
But yeah, it just says it's brewed longer, developed its unique flavour, made with an age-old yeast culture. It's been a Canadian staple since the 19th century.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
1867 it was made. So yeah, so I
Delectalonia.
This episode's beer was lush. That went down really nice. Yeah,
really nice. Established in 1867.
Yeah, and it said it was once a popular premium import beer in the United States as well, which wouldn't surprise
me. Not surprised, because the Yanks haven't really got any good beer of their own. But like, it's just alright.
Yeah, so yeah, that was it. Yeah, I was like, you know, I want to talk about travel. Well, that was thinking about you when you went away, and I thought, bring that topic up. Yeah, let's have a chat. There's a really good chat we had there.
Yeah, it was. Rating. We've got a board behind us.
Yeah.
We'll get proper photos and upload it to the socials as well. As you know, we've tried the Quilmes and we've tried the Stiegel.
So, Mooshead's going up on this list.
Yeah, Mooshead's going up, just to refresh your memory. Sean said the Quilmes was an 8.3. I said it was an 8. Delicious, really, really,
really great. Lovely, that one,
beer. Then the Stiegel, we both said 7.5 each, was a bit heavier, but still really nice.
Yeah.
And then the Mooshead, I'll let you go first.
As much as that was nice, I don't think... For me, that was better than the Quilmes.
I agree.
But I think it was slightly better than Steve.
It was better than
between. So I'm gonna go 7.9 for the Moosehead.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I didn't want to go lower than an 8, but I've shot myself in the foot with the Quilmes only being an 8. So yeah. I'll go a 7.83.
Oh, we're getting to double digits now.
Yeah, it'll be
7.83 is on there.
Yeah.
Alright,
very
cool.
Nice.
Good beer.
Very nice.
I'm glad I could bring that one for you today.
I appreciate it, brother. When we've done 10, maybe we'll do, I don't know, maybe even something like a little giveaway, like a 4-pack or something like that of our favourite beer.
To anyone, yeah, can do that, cool. Give it
do
away
a little
to
competition or something.
A little competition, a little draw or something like that, and then, that'd be a great idea.
Yeah.
That's good.
No, I agree. Just quickly.
Go on.
Before we end it.
Just
quickly, got a recap on the football scores.
Oh, from last week, predictions.
We did our predictions. It was Champions League games, and it was Aston Villa and Liverpool.
All right. So, Champions League then. So, I've got the results up in front of me.
Yeah.
So, Milan finished 1-1 in the end. Both had red cards.
Okay.
Feyenoord obviously went through 2-1 on aggregate. But, so they were 1-1. So, what was our predictions?
I said 2-2.
Okay.
And you said 2-0 Milan.
Ah, so you get a point for the draw, really, I suppose. Point. If you don't like Super 6.
Okay, so is it half point or a point?
Should we say half a point?
Half a point.
Half a point for getting a draw right, but it wasn't the right draw, yeah?
Yeah.
I think there's an next one. We both massively were wrong. So we had Atalanta v Club Bruges.
I thought Atalanta were going to smash Bruges.
But Bruges, honestly, I watched some of the goals, mate. They blew them apart.
Played amazing.
3-1 in the end it was.
Yeah, I said 3-0 Atalanta. And you said 2-1 Atalanta.
It's no points at all.
No points at all.
Don't even get half a point for getting the right club right.
Yeah.
Bayern Munich and Celtic then?
Both said Bayern, as you know.
Yeah, it finished 1-0.
Yeah,
Celtic took the lead, and Bayern got that late equaliser.
Yeah, I said 2-1 Bayern. I thought they were going to batter them and just nick it, but Celtic did well.
What did I say?
You said 3-0 Bayern.
3-0 Bayern, yeah, okay.
Which so again, is like a logical score to say.
Yeah, so again, none of us are like... But yeah, Bayern, so you know, you've got Feyenoord have gone through, Club Brugge have gone through, and obviously now Bayern have gone through.
Yeah.
We'll talk about, before we finish this, well, after we've done this, we can quickly look at the draw. People have got to talk our views on that. Yeah, don't have to predict it, but yeah. So Benfica Monaco was the next one.
Yeah.
And that was 3-3 it finished.
Yeah, we both went 1-1.
Yeah.
We both got
so half draw. Point.
So yeah, I got 1 point, you got half.
Yeah, both went 1-1. Okay. That was a high scoring game, 3-3.
I know. Fair play.
So then we had Dortmund versus Sporting. So Dortmund were already 3-0 up.
Yeah.
It finished 0-0.
Yeah, I know. I went 2-0 Dortmund. You went 2-1 Dortmund.
Yeah.
I really thought they were going to score. They were home, you said.
Yeah, they were home. Yeah, they didn't score, yeah.
So surprising.
Then, the biggest ration of the night, PSG versus Brest. Yeah. PSG won 7-0.
I know. I went 2-1, you went 2-0. I didn't see a 7-0 come in, but I should have went.
Yeah.
Should have went more.
So you're 1.5 point. I'm on 1 now.
Oh, are you?
We get half for that.
Oh, so 1.5.
Yeah, 1.5. I'm on 1, yeah. And then we had PSV versus Juve. 3-1 PSV.
Yeah, you went 2-0 PSV.
Yeah.
I went the draw.
Okay.
So 1.5 points each.
Yeah, level now.
Oh, yeah.
So Dortmund have gone through, obviously, PSG gone through. PSV only just went through mine. They won that 4-3 on aggregate with that.
Fair play getting past Juventus.
And then obviously Madrid against Man City. 3-1 in the end.
Hat trick, by the way.
Yeah, 3-1 in the end. So.
Yeah. I went 2-0. You went 2-1 Madrid.
So I, so that brings me into the lead on 2-1.5. But obviously I threw that little curveball last week because the one Premier League game.
You threw the curveball.
Aston Villa and you Liverpool.
And
it finished 2-0.
And I said 2-0.
What did I say?
1-0.
So I get half.
Tie game.
Yeah, 2-0.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take that. It's not bad.
Fair play.
Yeah, so obviously some decent results there. So for the Champions League then, for the next fixtures now, coming up. So Club Brugge and I are going to be playing Villa.
Okay.
Because obviously that was that week. There was other games we missed, but yeah. So Club Brugge are now playing Villa.
That will be a good tie.
Really yeah, Club. Good. Yeah. We've got Dortmund versus Lille. Could be good.
Yeah, it will be.
Lille have been doing great this season as well.
Yeah.
PSV versus Arsenal.
I fancy PSV.
Yeah, especially now, like you said, Arsenal
injured to high heaven.
Yep.
And they're dipping a bit now, aren't they, Arsenal?
Yeah. And then, Madrid derby. Real Madrid versus Atletico.
I could not predict that.
No, I mean, did you watch Atletico on the weekend?
No, I didn't.
Was it on the weekend in Barcelona?
Was it?
They were 2-0 up away at Barcelona. Barcelona came back, 2-0, 3-2, 4-2. And then Atletico scored 2 goals in the last 10 minutes.
Oh, my goodness. How have I not seen that?
Yeah, it was 4-0 in aggregate.
I was in Scotland. Plenty of, we could have watched that.
I can't call that one. I don't know. I'll sway Real Madrid.
I will say because they just somehow
always do it.
But it's as I would say, it's 51% Madrid, 49%. It's almost 50-50.
Yeah. It is. Then you got Feyenoord versus Inter. So you've got, bear in mind, these are over 2 legs, mind. They are over two legs.
Course,
so you've got Feyenoord over Inter. I'm going to go Inter.
Yeah, I'm going to go Inter.
They might not win. I don't think they'll win the first leg. I reckon it might be a draw or something like that.
They've got goals.
Think they'll win the home tie.
Both got goals in them. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I would say Inter.
A German match. We've got Bayern Munich and Leverkusen.
Not the Leverkusen of last season.
It's not. But, yeah.
It'll be a battle.
You look at Celtic going to... there and gave him a bloody good game, Wayne.
They do.
Both ties, and I mean,
I do feel like sometimes if Bayern will play to level your opponent and win, or sometimes if it's a good team, they got the ability to smash them.
Yeah.
I think Leverkusen will put up a fight there.
Okay.
I'd favour Bayern.
Yeah, I'd favour Bayern. Next one, I think I've only got one eyes on this. Benfica, Barcelona. I just see Barcelona, yeah. Unfortunately. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Over two ties. They might be close away.
Yeah.
But I think at home.
They'll smash.
They might be winning that one. Yeah. And then one which I can't call at the moment, PSG Liverpool.
Oh, Liverpool.
Do you think?
I hate to admit it, I don't know. Salah, mate.
PSG might give them a really good.
They will.
Move at both sides. So.
They will. It's just Liverpool, though, in the Champions League. The way they don't look like they're going to lose a game.
I'm just going to go PSG anyway.
Fair enough. I hate Liverpool.
I'm just going to go PSG anyway.
I hope PSG.
Yeah.
I pray.
That's it. Because obviously it's just a reverse fixture, so it's just over the two legs.
Cool.
So that's quite it.
Go into that in more depth on next episode.
Fixtures. After the fixtures have gone through, because it's like I think it's like 4th of March or something. The next game, just like that. But,
It's international break. Is it coming up?
No, not yet. England don't play till the 21st. After the Carabao Cup final.
Oh yeah, when you're gonna lose.
And on that note,
we really want to thank you so much for watching.
And listening. I hope you enjoyed this one. Like I said, all about travel. I hope you found our stories funny and then reminisce with some of the places we've been to or want to go to.
I hope you've enjoyed it. We certainly have. We love anyone who listens or watches. We love you being here with us.
All the support and everything, man.
Always
and,
really enjoy it. If you've got any comments, suggestions, let us know.
Hit us up on the socials.
Yeah, like, subscribe, follow, all of that good stuff. The Good Fellows Podcast.
And we'll see you next time.
So, yeah. See you later, brother.
Cheers. Bye.
Cheers. Yeah, I can edit this out.